This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Yo, Degenerate Derek Podcast. Honestly, fuck you if you're still listening, because if you're still listening at this point, you're rude. Because you're listening just to hear me cry, and that's rude. I went 1-4 last weekend. I have completely shit the bed these last 3 weeks. I think 1-3-1, 1-4, 1-4, Jesus. Jesus. Put me out of my misery. Put a bullet in my head and end the nonsense. But I got 5 picks for you. Just like every week, because I'm not going to run and hide, even though I want to die. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. But it is what it is. I am 34, 42, and 4 on the year. Yikes. Disgusting, gross, ick. I have to go basically undefeated these last 2 weeks to get my record back above 500. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Brutal year. Brutal picks. I'm just so glad that, you know, my picks outside the podcast are decent. Otherwise, I probably would be crying because I'd be hurting so bad financially. But it is what it is. I've been telling you guys that. I have talked about it on Twitter. I've talked about it on this podcast. It's a cruel world. A lot of my picks outside the pod are just money. You should have seen what I did on Christmas. Actually, I posted what I did on Christmas Day. I tore it up. I hit everything. I hit a three-team all-dog parlay that paid me like 8-1. I hit the Ravens money line. I mean, I couldn't lose. I was hitting NBA action. I couldn't lose. But it doesn't matter because I do this podcast and all I do is lose. And I hate that. I hate that. I don't even care. I'd rather lose. I feel like I'd rather lose my picks outside the pod and be hurting financially and be better. I don't know. Because I bet all my picks on the pod, so I guess I wouldn't be hurting if I was doing well there. I'm scrambling, though. I'm just brains all over the place. I'm erratic, trying to finish the season. It's too late in the game to switch the methods. Plus, I can't switch the process. I got to keep it the same. Because the process has paid dividends for me. It's not working this year. But part of trusting the process isn't changing the process. Duh. But whatever, I'm just rambling. Let me get my 5 picks and get the fuck out of here, okay? Cowboys suck. I suck. I'm ready for the season to be over with. Apparently the 49ers suck. We all suck. Eagles suck. Who else sucks? Russell Wilson apparently sucks. Who else sucks? Chiefs. Taylor Swift. Suck. Commanders suck. Patriots suck. Cowboys, I already mentioned. Cowboys suck. I know. You guys are probably like, hey, Derek, you said if they go 2-2 in these 4 games that they'll be all right. Yeah, I lied. Because I forgot to say one of those wins needed to be over the Bills or the Dolphins. We needed to go on the road and beat a good team. And we lost both times. Because our left tackle doesn't want to fucking block Chubb on 3 straight third downs. Just go ahead. Fuck! Fuck! Here's my 5 picks. Bears -3. Why? Why? Because fuck the Falcons. Bears have played, look somewhat competent since Justin Fields has returned. Falcons, I don't know what the Falcons. Falcons are garbage. I know they beat the Colts last week, but who gives a shit? The Falcons are garbage. Give me the Bears -3. Then I'm going Raiders plus 3.5 over the Colts because the Colts are ass. And I'm sorry. I don't get why the Raiders are 3.5-point dogs here after they just hung 63 on a team, I think the Chargers, and they just went into Arrowhead and beat the Chiefs for the first time in like 10 years. What do you mean? And then this team is now their dogs against the shitty-ass Colts? Have you watched the Colts, Vegas? The Colts fucking suck. Give me the Raiders plus 3.5. Then I got the Cardinals plus 11.5 on the road taking on the Eagles. Because I don't know why the Eagles are favored by so much when they're a team that has just been stumbling to the finish line. So definitely give me the Cardinals plus 11.5. Fucking idiots. Bucks minus 2.5 against the Saints because the Bucks look like world beaters. They just look like they're going to go out there and beat your ass. They're physically beating the shit out of teams. Watch that Bucks team. Bucks are going to roll over the Saints. And then I got the Broncos minus 3.5 because they benched Russell Wilson, and I think that's really funny. You know? Sean Payton benched this guy that they got to pay like $85 million to. So you bet your ass the Broncos better go out there and beat the shit out of the Chargers. Because if they bench Russell Wilson and then they lose to the Chargers, who have literally lost to everybody, there's going to be a fucking problem, okay? There's going to be a problem for Sean Payton. He could lose the Chargers. He might lose his job. He might get fired. He's that bad. Those are my picks. Broncos minus 3.5. Bucks minus 2.5. Cardinals plus 11.5. Raiders plus 3.5. And Bears minus 3. Those are my week 17 picks. I wouldn't follow any of them. I don't even know why you're listening anymore. I do know, and it doesn't make me happy. You're a dick for that, okay? Because, again, you're listening just to hear me cry. It's fucked up. The Cowboys are garbage. I said if they lose to if they couldn't beat the Bills, they couldn't beat the Dolphins. So what's going to happen? We beat the Lions, and then we beat the Commanders, and then what? Then what? Then we might lose to the Bucks. We might lose to the Bucks. If we don't lose to the Bucks, then we're damn sure losing to San Francisco. Now, if it plays out, then we go play Philly, and, you know, we could beat Philly for sure, but I guess we'll just have to see how it shakes out. But I honestly felt like if they beat the Dolphins or the Bills, that they would have a shot. Losing both those games tells me that they absolutely have no shot. They really don't. And I know Tyron Smith makes that a different game, but still. It's like, guys get hurt, you know? You still got to figure out ways to win football games even when guys get hurt or aren't playing. And the Cowboys cannot do that. They have to have every piece perfectly in line to win football games. And if they don't, then they don't. I don't blame it on Dak. It's not Dak's fault that the left tackle, you know, decides not to block one of the Dolphins' best linebackers or edge rushers, where the fuck he is, on three straight third down. I just don't, you know, you can't blame Dak on that one. I thought he played pretty decent, but it just wasn't enough. And the Dolphins were, like, willing to lose that game to us. They were. But the Cowboys just wouldn't step up and take it. And it's just like, all right, well, that's not a good sign moving forward. But we'll see how it shakes out. You never know. I mean, I know people in the NFC are, since San Francisco got, you know, curb stomped. Although, you know, the Ravens are really good, but it was shocking to see San Francisco lose that bad at home on a Christmas night game. You know, you felt like those guys would have been. I think the 49ers were up for that game, and that's an even bigger concern if you're a 49ers fan. But it seems like they got the NFC on lock, but damn, they go play the AFC, they might, I don't know. They don't want to see the Ravens again, that's for sure. They need somebody to knock the Ravens off. Maybe the Browns or something. They need somebody to knock the Ravens off, because if they see the Ravens in the Super Bowl, they're going to be shaking in their boots. But that's my Week 17 picks. I wouldn't follow any of them. Again, 34, 42, and 4 on the year. I'm ready for the season to be done. Fuck you. Okay? Fuck you.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to fucking podcast and get help. Seriously. The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.